Michigan Democrats want to replace in-person voting with mail-in ballots. By John Binder on May 6, 2020. Michigan Democrats have filed legislation to replace in-person voting with a system that would mail ballots to all registered voters on the state's voter rolls, which reportedly include dead people. State Senator Jeff Irwin, Ann Arbor, has filed the legislation that he says will end Michigan's in-person voting process whereby voters currently vote at their local precincts. In its place, Irwin says, will be a mail-in ballot system where all registered voters receive ballots and can mail them in to cast their vote. A news release from Irwin states, under this system, every registered voter would be able to return their ballot through the mail or drop it off at a local designated drop site, and all voting would be done via absentee ballots. Same-day registration would be facilitated by requiring all clerks to remain open to accept voter registration forms and ballot returns. Irwin says that voting by mail-in from home is already a proven, secure system that has been used by millions of voters, though election experts and watchdog groups have said the process is riddled with fraud and corruption. In Detroit, Michigan's voter rolls, for instance, have more than 2,500 dead people on them, according to a lawsuit filed by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF. The lawsuit also claims that Detroit's voter registration rate as of 2016 for the citizen voting age population stands at 106%, indicating more voters on the rolls than those who even live in the city. Nearly 5,000 registered voters in Detroit have been flagged by PILF as having potentially registered to vote twice or even three times. Another 16,500 registered voters in Detroit apparently have no date listed of when they actually registered to vote. As Breitbart News wrote this month, PILF research shows that 28.4 million mail-in ballots have gone missing in the last four election cycles dating back to 2012. In the 2016 and 2018 elections, a total of about 16.4 million mail-in ballots went missing. Currently, elected Democrats are lobbying for nationwide mail-in voting for the November presidential election, a move that would potentially deliver ballots to an estimated 24 million ineligible voters. The plan is being bankrolled by organizations funded by billionaire George Soros. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.